You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Damon Bradley is the WGN-TV political editor. He hosts The Point on WGN-TV Monday through Fridays at 6:45, and he's also going to be moderating, along with Micah Matier, a debate between three of the candidates running for Senate. Hey, Damon, you're back on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for the Point plug. I appreciate that.
How's that go? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, we're having a blast. Obviously, in the middle of the campaign, so we're profiling a lot of the races. The Illinois Congressional 9th District, we profiled that and talked to the top-tier candidates. The second, we're sweeping around. The Senate contest, we've already profiled ahead of our debate. We have Brendan Riley on to talk about his race against Tony Preckwinkle. It's just a fast-paced, all hardcore political show, and having a lot of fun doing it.
The buzz around town is that Tony Preckwinkle has the first real challenge here she's seen in a long time, right?
The fact that she would even agree to a debate, they went at it last night on television, and she came prepared with attacks, trying to label him as a conservative, even a Republican, because yes, the property tax bills got out a little bit late. People still feel the way they feel about Kim Fox and some of the reforms under her office. And so, yeah, that stuff has been laid at the feet of Preckwinkle. And it's a real close contest this time. And of course, you know, she's getting older and has led the Cook County Democratic Party for a really long time.
Yeah, 78 now. And she said, if I wasn't the Cook County Board President, I'd find something else to do. But nothing is as exciting or important as this. And she does get her budget passed without a tax increase. But when asked about her endorsing Brandon Johnson previously, she said, I prefer to stay in my lane right now. What's your observation about that answer?
Well, I mean, she sees the polling that Mayor Johnson is not all that popular. And even the Senate candidates, the three top-tier Democrats who we're having on tomorrow night in our debate, they sort of shied away from that comment. You know, he's not launched his reelection campaign. It's not really time for endorsements was their cop out. But that's the politics playing out there. But, you know, it may be close. I think it's still advantage Preckwinkle when you just look at people are used to voting for her. The suburbs could come into play, but it might be closer than she would have ever imagined.
People don't call into my radio show and bitch about Tony Preckwinkle, except David Hochberg. He works here. But but they do, even if they don't live in Chicago, have complaints about Brandon Johnson's rhetoric, if nothing else. Let's skip that for a moment and talk about this upcoming debate. So tell me the particulars on that. It's going to be 7 o'clock Thursday night. We'll simulcast it here on WGN Radio. It's going to be on TV and on the app as well. Juliana Stratton, the lieutenant governor, Congresswoman Robin Kelly, and then Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. What are you looking for in this debate?
Looking for answers and looking for them to draw contrasts. I mean, we always come up with questions that we hope will allow them to state how they're different than their opponent. And there are not a ton of differences there. When you look at the economy, you have Stratton, who favors $25 minimum wage, versus Krishnamoorthy and Kelly, who say it should be raised to $17 an hour. So subtle differences there. You know, abolish ICE versus abolish Trump's ICE is rhetoric, with Stratton favoring that and Krishnamoorthy more wanting a reform to how federal law enforcement carries out immigration operations. And so they've been arguing about campaign money and PAC money. Mm-hmm. Stratton is not taking corporate PAC money in this campaign, but her state committee used to accept it. And Krishnamoorthy, I mean, it's one of the reasons he's polling so well. He got on TV early because he had basically held on to about $20 million in the bank before even announcing. I think it scared away some people who might have wanted to run for this contest. And that money has given him an edge. But Stratton, there's energy, John, I'd say, around her campaign in recent weeks. Governor Pritzker gave $5 million to a super PAC that is trying to elevate her. And so she's going to come ready to fight. And then Robin Kelly, John, is just someone who's known probably to all your listeners. Like, people just know her. She's been around forever, and she's really well liked. She's trying to leverage that in the way that she answers. She's very candid. You know, I've introduced this bill, but we didn't get done, and I'll tell you why it didn't get done. Not always sure voters want to hear you talk like that, but I think she sounds different than most candidates. And so, but that's a challenge for Stratton, right, who's African-American, been the sidekick of Governor Pritzker for a while. You have two black women who are dividing the African-American vote, which is so crucial in primaries in Illinois. And that's been a real struggle for a lieutenant governor who, you know, starts with the strong name ID, who you might think should be the favorite in this race. In fact, you know, has been sort of the underdog from the very.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Very beginning.
Yeah. Do you think it's Raja's race to lose?
Seems that way. Like I said, there's an energy around Stratton and, you know, her debate. She's caffeinated at these debate performances. I'll be ready for her.
No.
But Christian Murthy certainly starts with advantages. You know, his explanation for why he's doing it, it's in the TV ads, it's wherever there's a forum. He's very clear about, you know, father fell on hard times, the family went on food stamps, moved to Peoria, round with his brother's kitchen table, talking about, you know, make sure that America's here for the next year. That stuff, people remember that, right? Because the messaging, it started almost a year ago, and it started in the fall when he went up on television. And so he's been really clear with his messaging, and sometimes simplifying things connects with voters.
Yeah, I think he's been messaging for about 12 years. I mean, he's been very available to the media. He knows how to speak in sound bites. Dick Durbin was a master of that. And so I think Raja just plays well. We just don't know that much about Juliana Stratton, although I hear what you're saying. Every time I see her or hear her, I'm ever more impressed. But I just think she's starting behind Raja in terms of household recognition. Even Robin Kelly, though she's got a nice resume, right? Longtime Illinois politician, PhD in political science from NIU, worked with Alexi Janulius. I mean, she's got all the boxes checked, but I don't know how favorable, say, her Q score is, or how familiar she is to people.
No, that's exactly right. And to your point about Christian Murthy, yeah, he will get himself invited to committee hearings where he can get on TV grilling Republicans and stating his position. He famously last summer helped Governor Pritzker when House Republicans wanted to question him over sanctuary state laws. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, he's been very savvy, and you're right. I mean, you don't collect that kind of money unless you're eyeing running for some kind of office.
Well, do you think does J.B. Pritzker have coattails? And if so, how much will that benefit Juliana?
I think he does. And I mean, it just depends on the contest, right? So this is a statewide office. It's Stratton for the first time stepping out on her own, and she struggled to raise money because she never really had to raise money on her own. And so Pritzker remains very popular in the state. But to your earlier point, John, Stratton probably years ago should have done a better job separating herself a little bit, putting stuff in her portfolio that she could address and raise her name ID and connect with voters and kind of, it's been really tough because, you know, Pritzker with all of his money, hundreds of millions of dollars that he's spent on campaigns in Illinois, you know, is the big fish. And so she probably needed to distinguish herself. And certainly a campaign can help you do that. I mean, if she wins, it will be because voters bought what she was selling in the end. And she's running very, you know, sort of far left at this point, because there's just space for her to be able to do that. She doesn't have a voting record in Congress and things of that nature.
The debate will begin at 7:00 Thursday night, February 19th. That's upcoming here. Televised and live streamed across all WGN platforms, radio, TV, and the app as well. We'll simulcast it here at 7:00 on the radio side. And we'll be watching and listening to you. Sounds like you're prepped and ready to go, Tamon. Have a great broadcast. help us distinguish the difference between these candidates.
That's the goal, John. Thank you. I'm glad it's simulcasting on WGN Radio. That's awesome.
Me too. Jamon Bradley, WGN political editor and host of The Point on WGN TV Monday through Friday at 6:45.